That clip comes from a storybook that was thinking, particularly as, well, it's American, about Thanksgiving, you know, because obviously they celebrate Thanksgiving. It's interesting, isn't it, when we think about that, or what they were giving thanks for, but it helps us to remind us about giving thanks for the everyday. And that verse that was on the screen at the very beginning, sort of main sort of thought for today, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And so I want us to think, as we come towards the end of this year, I just want us to take this opportunity of just being thankful in all circumstances of life. So we're going to do a little activity together now. And also, I know a couple of people have already spoken to me to come and share a little bit about what they want to give thanks for. So we've got an opportunity now. What the activity is, you'll find some leaves on your seats and hopefully some pens. So I want you to either write word, whatever, or draw a little picture if words are not for you. And have a think about that while we share now. And then we're going to come down and we're going to put them on our prayer tree. And we're going to gather all those prayers together. So I'll let you have a little think about that. And just to kick off about giving thanks, I have here something that I want to give thanks for. Now, this took a lot of hard work, including a break in my studies, but I managed to finish it, and then I received this in the post. And this was my certificate from the Chartered Institute of Housing. Sounds very posh, doesn't it? From the Chartered Institute of Housing, saying I'd completed level 3 in housing practice. The generic pathway, I don't know what that means. Anyway, so I passed it, and I was really pleased. Now, I don't find studying very easy. Doesn't come easy to me. And I found the challenge of doing this, particularly studying online, and not in the context of being in a classroom or a lecture hall when I did my degree back long years ago. And so I found that a challenge for me. And working full time and studying, it's not easy. But I want to give thanks to God because He has blessed me through doing this. I know a number of people prayed for me and were praying for me to get it completed. And I just thank God that this year that I've completed that. Something that was on my list to do, and I've ticked the box. Someone said to me, what does it mean? Do you get more pay? And I said, oh, I wish. That would be great. But it's not about getting more pay. It's about potentially job opportunities in the future. But it's actually just about me actually saying, actually, I can do this. And you guys that have taken exams this year and got your grades, you know, you've been able to achieve that. And that's something to celebrate and to give thanks for, because it's not easy. So that's my little testimony. Jen, I think you're going to come and share with us what you're going to give thanks for.